This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Lots of interesting stuff in the news worth discussing with you here tonight. An Alabama school district is apparently intending to monitor social media posts of all of its students and punish them if necessary, they say. We can talk about that and much more, including the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Harry Brown, which happened yesterday, and the folks over at Downsize DC put together a nice memorial post for him. So we'll get into that if we get the chance.
Cause Harry Brown being one of the co-founders of Downsize DC.
That's true. And more importantly, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000.
Yes.
And arguably the best Libertarian Party presidential candidate, at least in my lifetime. Maybe there were better ones before him, but I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I remember back in the day we had good Libertarian candidates.
Yes, and we could again if Darrell W. Perry wins the nomination in May against a slate of people who are not even close to Libertarian.
And apparently there was, on Super Tuesday yesterday, the Minnesota Libertarians had a caucus that I did not even know was happening.
Uh-oh.
And I came in fourth.
Not bad.
Not bad. Gary Johnson ran away with it with over 75% of the vote.
Which is sad.
John McPhee came in second, just under 12%. Austin Peterson third at 7.5%. And I finished fourth, just under 2%.
I'd like to make my argument for Gary Johnson for the Libertarian Party nomination. Now, Darrell W. Perry is my friend, and I'm going to say he's probably the most principled guy running. So as a principled voter, I have to vote for the person who's most principled.
And if you won't be in Orlando.
But I am not a Libertarian what do they call it?
Delegate.
Delegate.
Yes.
So I don't get to vote for Darrell, and it doesn't, my opinion doesn't particularly matter.
Well, if you've got $25 and you can sign the
bucks.
Libertarian pledge.
Then you also have to get
a plane
ticket.
And you want to go to Orlando, then you could be a delegate.
I understand. You know, I haven't considered that as an option in my one particular vote. Probably
you would have to wind up surrendering your party position within
the Republican
Party. That's going to
be a real problem. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
That's because there's a rule in the Republican Party that says you can't join other parties, right?
Correct.
Okay. That's not because of the Libertarians.
Going on, I think that it could very well be that we're looking at Clinton and Trump. And then
I'm not so sure.
I said it could very well be. I did not say that it would be. It could very well be. Trump is ahead at this point in delegates, and it could go his way. Either way, but especially in the case of Trump, Republicans are going to want somebody to vote for.
Yes.
And those Republicans would probably be pretty comfortable voting for the two-time Republican nominee.
No, they won't.
That's just a prediction on your part.
Republicans and Democrats, they don't break from their parties. They're going to break.
Very rarely.
Right. I'm not saying he's going to win, Ian. I'm saying that he can get more votes than he ever got.
The Republicans will say, you know, just like the Democrats will fall in line with Hillary, and the Republicans will fall in line with Trump or Cruz or whoever it is the nominee is, because they don't want the other side to win, and
right.
They wouldn't want to waste their vote.
And remember, it was Ralph Nader back in 2004 that wound, or 2008 rather, well, I think 2004, he definitely wound up getting blamed for John Kerry losing because he wound up getting like 8% of the vote.
Yep. And Mark, you're also falling into the very common trap that is unfortunate that people fall into, the idea that the Libertarians are more likely to attract Republicans. And I'm sorry, a principled Liberty candidate, which Gary Johnson is not, but a principled Liberty candidate will attract people from both Republicans, Democrats, and non-party affiliations, new voters, people who hate the political parties. But someone like Gary Johnson, who's not principled, will not necessarily have that same attraction.
So my argument is that in an election year where a Republican, a conservative Republican, does not feel like they have anyone to vote for, that a Republican candidate now running as a Libertarian will get more votes than a principled Libertarian person. We've had principled Liberty people running, a la Harry Brown, and Gary Johnson got more votes than Harry Brown, both as in total and as a percentage of the voting population.
You're comparing apples to oranges anyway, because Gary Johnson had the benefit of social media, and Harry Brown did not.
Well, I see that, but that doesn't change the fact that he got more votes.
I'm just suggesting he would
do better.
I think the Constitution Party would probably be a lot better fit for disgruntled Republicans.
Constitution Party will not be on the ballot in all 50 states.
They're usually on the ballot
in
enough to
win. 49.
Constitution Party's usually on enough ballots to win.
They're on enough to theoretically win, and they're definitely on the largest state ballots. So, you know, Minnesota, New York, Florida, Ohio, California, and some of the states, the boring states in the middle where it's not exactly easy to get on, that they wind up missing the boat on.
All I'm saying is that the Libertarians, who are not exactly populated with a bunch of hardcore Libertarians like us, have an opportunity to get some to round up some votes where they haven't gotten them before. And
but what is the value of getting votes from people who don't understand the ideas of liberty? This is
what's the value of having a Libertarian Party when most of them don't understand the ideas of liberty?
The value, in theory, of having the Libertarian Party, at least the way it was when I joined it back in 1998,
to spread the ideas of liberty.
Right, is to spread the ideas of liberty, not to win elections. But there are people like you, Mark, and Rich Paul.
And lots of people in the Libertarian Party.
And a lot of unprincipled people in the Libertarian Party who've decided that the hell with principles, the hell with spreading a principled message of liberty, we need votes so we can sneak liberty in sometime in the future with these Libertarian candidates who aren't actually principled and don't even understand liberty, who are somehow going to sneak liberty in if they can just get enough votes by watering down the message of liberty enough so that they could possibly maybe win, which of course no one thinks that the Libertarian candidate ever has a chance of winning except for certain delusional Libertarian candidates.
Oh, I don't think that they have a chance of winning. What I'm saying is that they, look.
Well, why bother getting more votes?
To spread the message
of liberty. But you're not.
Okay. Yes, you are.
No, you are not. If you're not spreading the message,
doesn't have to be perfect every time.
Yes, it does.
Hold on just 1 second there for a second.
Burka ban.
Did you have the message nailed down exactly the first moment you heard it?
What I did was, Mark, when I was presented with the statement that you have to sign in order to join the Libertarian Party, I understood the implications of it. I knew that even though I didn't understand every single issue at that particular moment, I knew that I had to take a pro-liberty position on every issue because that's what that statement said. The statement that you sign when you join the Libertarian Party, it still exists, although some of the candidates are arguing that it be eliminated, is that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. At that time in my life, I had not, researched every issue. I was a little uncertain about immigration, for instance. I wasn't sure on that issue. But I knew that when I signed that statement, I then had to take the position that no government should be involved, that no force should be involved. That meant something to me. Signing that statement was important, and it meant something. These people have signed it, and they don't give a damn what it means.
Do you want to present that message to more people? And I would say
they aren't presenting that. Stop acting like Gary Johnson is presenting that message. He's not. He said he wanted to ban burkas in the United States, then only took it back because he got enough pushback from people within the Libertarian Party. But then, according to Will Coley, he once again doubled down. Now, I haven't heard the actual audio of this. I'm taking Will at his word because I trust him. But Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, you were there for this during the debate. Will Coley said this guy, this Gary Johnson, doubled down on his Islamophobia. What did you hear?
Oh, yeah, he definitely doubled down, and we talked about this briefly on Monday, where he said he wants to ban Sharia because Sharia is political, it's not religious, but political speech, the courts have consistently ruled that political speech has extra protections over other forms of speech. So, not only is he wanting to ban something that is arguably religious speech, he's calling it political, which means it should get even more protection, not less.
Well, he's probably saying, I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth, but he's probably saying that he wants to ban the idea of Sharia law from being placed into law in the United States, maybe?
He said that he wants to ban Sharia from existing in the United States because it's political, not religious. Mm. And then when I pointed out that Sharia is something that Muslims voluntarily comply with, he then doubled down on something, and then he and Austin Peterson got into a shouting match, and I just stood there and looked at both of them like, wow, you're both kindergartners.
Austin Peterson, who, by the way, is someone who is explicitly advocating that the Libertarian Party remove the non-aggression principle, that signing statement that we were talking about. These people are dangerous. 855, 453, they're dangerous to the ideas of liberty, and anyone who loves freedom should not be supporting them.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, don't expect the libertarian candidates to do it. You need to do it yourself from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. If you drive a lot, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. In fact, they'll even make your own stickers. If for whatever reason they don't already have one that you really like, you've got one in mind that's super brilliant, you can have them printed from the folks over at libertystickers.com. That's how we do our LRN.FM and Free Talk Live stickers. So if you have ever gotten one of those, you know the quality of libertystickers.com.
And one thing that you almost always forget to mention about Liberty Stickers is if you buy over 100 of them, then they're like 99 cents a piece.
They get much cheaper at that point, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I knew there were price breaks. I just don't have the listing in front of me here. Yes, generally with printing, if you get quantity.
No. I'm not talking about printing. I'm talking if you go and you select from all of the ones that they have.
If you were to get 100 different ones is what you're saying, you still get a break. Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
If you've got like a retail store, this is great because you can get, say, five of each or something like that. Have 20 different Liberty stickers.
It would be hard for someone to put 100 stickers on the back of their car.
I had 53 on the Nissan Sentra that I moved up here from Texas with.
They were starting
to wrap around the sides, had a couple on the front bumper as well.
I guess Rod Mathias took them off, didn't he?
He removed most of them, yes.
That must have been a task.
He owns the vehicle now.
Right. I'm just trying to imagine how much time that would have taken to pull those things off.
And I'm glad you mentioned about Rob Mathias because that vehicle transfer, when I sold him that vehicle.
For Bitcoin,
was believed to be the first person-to-person vehicle sale for Bitcoin.
Ever in the whole world?
Ever in the entire world. We could not find any reference of anyone buying a vehicle with Bitcoin from another individual. There was somebody that a couple months prior had bought, I think, a Tesla with Bitcoin.
Huh.
But that was from a dealership.
Right. So congratulations. I knew it was probably the first one in New Hampshire.
But
I didn't realize it was the first one ever.
Yes.
So congrats there. LibertyStickers.com. So Mark is unfortunately taking the side of Gary Johnson here tonight.
I'm making an argument for
Rich Paul did as well. Well, you're taking his side. Right.
I'm making an argument for...
Are you going to make an argument for Daryl as well?
I did make an argument for Daryl before I started. You see, this is your problem, man, is you see the world in such a black and white fashion. I'm only making an argument for Gary Johnson because it seems like he's the most likely one to make it. And the one that's next most likely is probably
John McAfee.
The McAfee guy, and then this Austin Peterson guy.
Wouldn't you want to make an argument for the position you support rather than the one who's likely to win?
I don't get to vote. And I'm not going to vote.
But you influence people in the libertarian community, Mark. You do probably the most popular libertarian talk show out there. It's certainly not the most popular of all talk shows, but amongst libertarians, we're relatively well known, I would say.
And we're within the top 50 of all talk shows,
right,
according to Talkers Magazine.
So there are people out there who, they care about what you think. Just because of the virtue of the fact that you have a microphone in front of you, people care about what you think. If you're leading them to vote for Gary Johnson in the primary that's going to happen in May for the Libertarian Party, their party
convention
primary thing, whatever, their nomination process, then there are going to be some people who are listening to you because of that, and they care about what you think.
They should vote for the most principled person out there. But the fact is the libertarians have failed to do that time and again since the year 2000.
So you're not endorsing Gary Johnson. You're endorsing Daryl W. Perry?
If you're not going to vote for Daryl W. Perry, vote for Gary Johnson would be
my
recommendation.
Just because some Republicans you believe will vote for Gary Johnson if he runs, if Donald Trump wins the nomination?
Hold on just one second. Daryl, who would you like to see if it wasn't you nominated?
I guarantee you he's not going to answer Gary Johnson.
It would not be Gary Johnson.
I think Gary Johnson's a pretty good choice. He's, the reason is...
You're not a libertarian, I guess, because the dude...
My second choice is none of the above.
Okay, whatever. See, this is the kind
John McAfee's a better choice than Gary Johnson.
John McAfee's acts like a lunatic. I'm sorry.
That's why he's a better choice than Gary Johnson. He's more interesting, he's more likely to get media attention, and arguably, he's more libertarian.
Gary Johnson is a two-time governor, and he's the vetoinist governor in the history of the United States. He's vetoed more legislation than most governors combined.
Okay. So, did he let anyone out of jail?
Did he claim that he was a perfect candidate? I would not do that, but I'm sorry, buddy.
You're toting his water, though, pretty heavy.
I'm not toting his water heavily at all.
Yeah, you are.
I'm saying he's a better choice than the other guys on the stage besides Daryl. I'd love to see Daryl get it, but it just doesn't seem very likely.
But, so you're not really endorsing Daryl, you're endorsing Gary Johnson.
Hold on. Who are you asking? Who
are you supporting?
It does not appear that Mark is making an endorsement of any kind. He's encouraging people to vote for Gary Johnson if they don't want to vote for Daryl.
Gotcha.
And they should vote for Gary Johnson because, in Mark's opinion, because Republicans.
Yeah. So you do support Daryl before Gary Johnson, just to clarify.
I'd like to see Daryl make it because he's the most principled candidate. He's articulate, and he did a fine job during the debate.
That's far enough, then.
I do not believe that, for whatever reason, that Daryl's got the go-go juice to get through the Libertarian nomination process, and I think Gary Johnson does, and I wouldn't like to see
go-go juice. I think Daryl has plenty of juice. He's excited. He's interested. He's been going to the debates. He's been participating. He's been winning some online polls, as a matter of fact. But what he may not have, what may not get him through, is the fact that there are a bunch of watered-down libertarians in the party who won't support him. And that's the most difficult part. It was Bob Barr, who's the former Republican congressman back in 2008. Bob Barr defeated Mary Ruart for the presidential nomination. And Mary Ruart is a principled libertarian. She's a great communicator of these ideas. And the fact that that happened just proves the Libertarian Party
I would
is
love to see
useless.
Mary Ruart again.
Yeah,
she obviously knows it's not worth it.
Yeah.
They got a party full of people who don't understand the principles of liberty, and that's why you got one guy who's actually advocating that the party get rid of its principle. There's this Austin Peterson character who apparently runs some website.
The Libertarian Republic.
Yeah, some kind of spam website that hits you with a bunch of advertisements or whatever. This guy saying the non-aggression principle needs to be gotten rid of. And the non-aggression principle is basically the tenet of libertarianism, the idea that you should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. This guy says, get rid of that, take it off the table.
Don't hit people, don't take their stuff.
But there's times when we need to hit people and take their stuff.
I would say that Austin Peterson has no more validity on the stage than Daryl does. He runs a popular libertarian website, but Daryl is...
Just because you put libertarian in the front of your website name doesn't mean you're actually a libertarian.
Well,
free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It seems to me the only candidate on the stage at the National Libertarian Party convention is going to be Daryl W. Perry. Now, you know, there are like 10 candidates or something, so I don't know all of them, and I don't know the ins and outs. But I did ask Daryl for his honest opinion the other day, and he said that none of them have what it takes. They don't have the principles. They don't understand the ideas of liberty. Is that right, Daryl?
That's right. There's one that I would say is close, but he might be close to dropping out as well.
Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free if you'd like. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
The story from the Inquisitor. Inquisitor.com is the site. An Alabama school district will soon begin monitoring its students' social media posts and, if deemed necessary, punish them for the content of those posts, whether they are public or private, according to your hometown, Birmingham News, Daryl. We'll get back into that story. Also, want to let you know to get your shopping done online over at shop.freetalklive.com. Pretty much, you know, whatever you need to buy, Amazon's probably selling it. And if you enter through the Amazon links that you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So if you're going to get stuff online anyway, you might as well do it through shop.freetalklive.com. The story again from Inquisitor.com, Dr. Casey Wardinsky, the superintendent of Huntsville City Schools, says a thorough social media monitoring system is necessary after a spate of fights in schools throughout the district. Social media appears to have played a role in those fights. In some cases, the perpetrators and spectators planned the fights on social media, and in all cases, cell phone videos of the fights have been circulated on social media.
So the idea is that, you know, it's replaced with meet me at the bike rack after school is now replaced with tweeting at people. Is that the thing?
Well, I guess they would tweet, meet me at the bike rack or something like that.
And then somebody takes a video
of it. Snapchat. Snapchat's the thing for the kids these days.
Yeah. And then, whoever... takes a video and then uploads it.
Snapchat's not public social media like Facebook is, so maybe not Snap. I don't know.
They're probably tweeting and Facebooking.
Probably.
Or if the One Onion parody is to be believed, they're posting in the comment thread of a deer eating grass or something.
That's right, the video. That's a little too obscure, Daryl, but our listeners who've tuned in for hundreds of hours of LRN.FM have probably
heard that joke.
Over the weekend, Huntsville City School Superintendent Casey Wardinsky released a video.
And we're on the air in Huntsville.
That's true. I don't know if they're taking this hour of the show, but if you are listening in Huntsville and you'd like to discuss, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Wardinsky believes that if the district could monitor its students' social media posts and take disciplinary action against the students, it could head off problems in the future.
Pre-crime.
Yep. Quote, we're going to implement a procedure that directly addresses an area that's become a real concern again, which is how violence in our schools, how threats to our schools interact with social media, and how social media can play a role, if we pay attention to it, in heading off problems.
If we could just put cameras in the bathroom stall, then we could make sure that nobody overdoses on drugs at school and that nobody's smoking cigarettes and that...
Is there someone who actually proposed that?
No.
At some point?
Come on.
No. But it's the same sort of thing of, if we can just sneak, peek into every aspect of the lives, then we can make sure that nothing bad ever happens.
In fact, Alabama has already had a social media monitoring program in place since 2014, the Students Against Fear SAFE program. That's what Students Against Fear comes down to, the acronym. Spearheaded by Wardinsky and, according to some school board members, instituted without their knowledge or approval, monitored the social media accounts of 600 students in the district thought to be particularly at risk of violence or gang affiliation. Wardinsky claimed at the time that he instituted the SAFE program after a tip from the National Security Administration indicating that there was a potential threat against a teacher in the district being made on social media. However, according to a Birmingham News report from the time, the NSA denied having any knowledge of such a threat and also stated that revealing that threat to a school official would have been against the agency's policies. So was the superintendent lying when he said the NSA came to him and gave him this information?
It seems unlikely the NSA came to anyone.
Unless the NSA is the something school administration and not the National Security Administration.
The Nassau School Administration.
The controversial program also drew the attention of the ACLU. In a letter made available via the Birmingham News, ACLU rep Randall Marshall suggested the social media monitoring program disproportionately targeted black students and violated students' right to privacy as well as freedom of speech. Quote, a student whose online speech is deemed inappropriate could face punishment, including in-school or out-of-school suspension, and sometimes even expulsion. These punishments can constitute significant violations of students' rights to privacy and freedom of expression online.
And I just have to say that in-school suspension is one of the most boring things ever, to where they... Instead of letting you go to all of your regular classes for the day, they put you in
a room
where you're basically there by yourself and there's a teacher and there might be one or two other students in school suspension. You're not allowed to talk to anybody and you are basically in a little cubicle and you have your books in front of you.
That's it.
That's it.
So I don't have a particular problem with this. What I have a problem with is the funding. It always comes down to this. If you want to send your kid to the school that monitors their social media posts and has them locked down in day prison for 8 hours a day and whatever, if that's what you're looking for in a school, that's what you should be able to get in a school. The problem here is that I, as a parent who believes that kids grow best with a modicum of personal freedom, I, as a parent, am forced to pay, if I'm in the school district of this school, for this school, and therefore we can see. I mean, we can look at 100 years of evidence. 85% of parents are going to send their kids to the government school because it's already paid for. And that's really the problem. The problem is that we have government funding of schools, and if we didn't, then there'd be all kinds of different options, and we'd be able to sort of compare them and see what's better, because we have different options now. We have Waldorf schools. We have Montessori schools. We have military schools. We have private Christian schools, and they all produce different sorts of students, and this is what parents need, a choice, a whole array of choices. Instead of one size fits all, 85% of the students go to the government school and they're taught the government stuff and Big Brother's watching and blah, 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 the whole thing. That's the problem. The problem's the funding. I don't want to take away from anyone their school. And if this is the school they want, that's fine. And they should pay for it, not me.
Well, of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So meanwhile, they're going to go ahead and make these decisions. And I would go ahead and oppose this, even though I agree with you, Mark, that in our ideal world, then we should all be funding the schools we want to fund. And
you just say it over and over again, and people have a difficult time counteracting the argument. And what I like to do is I like to ask them this: is look, my son, we've got an unschooling program where we don't have a curriculum, and we basically let him do what he wants throughout the day, and we help him learn in the areas that he wants to learn at a given time.
Why don't you want your son to read, Mark?
My son reads better than the average kid. Put my son up against the average of the public school system and watch them read circles around. Watch them sit them down for story time. That would be pretty awesome. But these people that have a problem with it, I'm asking them this. Do you have a problem with me forcing you to pay for my son's school? And if you have a problem with that, who the hell do you think you are forcing me to pay for some other kid's school? Why should I have to pay for their middle class welfare government babysitting day prison? Why do I have to pay for that when I know that it's almost exclusively, almost every time, more than 99% of the time, it is the worst school in a given district? If you compare the government school to every other school in its district for that particular set of grades, because I get that there's elementary, middle, and high school, but the only schools that government schools are worse than is other government schools. They're always the worst.
And whenever you let that camel's nose under the tent, as they did here, because again, this Huntsville district is already monitoring 600 students' accounts. Well, now they want to bring the whole camel in.
Oh, yeah.
They want to monitor every student's social media accounts. Now, I don't know what kind of payroll you're going to need to monitor that many social media accounts. We'll give you the numbers here as far as how many students we're talking about. Huntsville's not a small place. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the monitoring program that could be coming to a school near you.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beets. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio, hear your comments on monitoring students' social media. It's happening in Huntsville, Alabama, and maybe in a school district near you. Maybe it's happening and you don't even know about it, because apparently the school board said they didn't even know about it. There's a program that one of these, I guess it was the superintendent who started it. His name is Casey Wardinsky. Dr. Casey Wardinsky started a program called SAFE, the Students Against Fear program, and began monitoring the social media accounts of 600 students in the Huntsville School District. Now he wants to expand that program to include 24,000 more students. So we're talking about, now I don't know how many people you need to monitor 600 students. That seems like a task on its own for one person.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, but what's the personnel cost in their Big Brother student social media monitoring program?
I would like to know that as well.
And you know, if they work for the school district, they get reasonably good pay.
Sure.
I'm not saying they're getting rich. I wouldn't claim that, but they've got pretty darn good benefits compared to the rest of us out there. And there's a lot of evidence that people who work in, you know, the government systems make more money than those who work in commensurate jobs in the free market.
And my guess is that after Huntsville City does this, Madison County, which is the county that Huntsville is in, they will probably do something similar for the 19,741 students in their schools.
So, yeah, this could be spreading before you know it. It may already exist in other places. We just don't know. Story from Inquisitor.com. This SAFE program, as they're calling it, has so far only targeted about 600 students. It has largely left alone the social media posts of the other 24,000. But the controversy of the SAFE program notwithstanding, Wardinsky is now pressing to have the social media program, the monitoring program, expanded to include all students of all Huntsville schools. The expanded monitoring policy would rely on social media monitoring software. So apparently there's some kind of software that already exists for this. Tips from parents and teachers, so snitches, and information from school resource officers to identify and punish students who are making threats or advocating or planning violence on social media. Now, just for one moment, don't think that this is only about violence. That's how they're selling it. That's how they're going to pitch it to the teachers and the PTA and the school board. Oh, we just want to keep the students safe from violence. No, no. This is going to be about political opinions. This is going to be about drug use. It's going
to be
about...
You posted that you don't like this teacher.
Right. It's going to be about alcohol use. It's going to be about anything they can get these kids on.
And these schools have had 100 years of government schools to handle violence, and they haven't been able to do it yet. This new program isn't going to be the thing that changes that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's going to be the same problem with the same violence over and over again. And I would suggest that's because you force a bunch of different types of kids to be together. And kids are going to fight at some point or another.
Yep.
Even
adults
with their
fight.
Even with their friends. But... I mean, when you force all the kids to be together and you tell them this is where you're going to be, that's a problem.
Yep, absolutely.
Like and rats in a cage.
It is totally a problem that is just systemic with the government school system and would be solved by getting the government out of education and having a
I don't think you're going to solve the problem of kids.
For the most part, it would be solved because if somebody is causing violence at your private school, you get rid of them.
Okay.
And then you don't keep having the problem because right now with someone causing violence at public school, they stay there.
You're
they might go
about,
to detention,
yeah.
But they're back in class a week later.
Yeah, you're talking about like bullying or something like that.
That's what this is supposedly about.
I get it. I was just thinking back to sort of grade school, and we had fights at Bradenton Christian where I went to school, and you're going to have that. But you're absolutely right.
But those people didn't get suspended forever.
If there was a student that had a real problem with bullying, just couldn't get along with other kids, antisocial kids, they would have been kicked out in favor of the other kids' educations.
Wait, you're saying the student who was being bullied would be kicked out?
No, the bullying student would. If there's a student that's constantly it's constantly being complained, he's bullying me, like people keep saying that about this kid, that kid's got to go. Ultimately, he has to leave.
From a government school?
No, Ian.
Oh, you're saying in a non-government school.
I'm talking about the private school.
Okay, I wasn't clear which school you were talking about
right
there.
When it comes from any school, that's the way it should be.
Okay.
From the government school, obviously, that kid's parents have been paying for as long as they've lived in that community for that school, so that kid should be allowed to go there. That's the problem, is the funding model that we have for these things. If you got the government out of it, the prices for schools would drop because you'd be competing against home education, like Academy and these sorts of things where the cost is almost nil. It costs us very little to educate my son, other than the fact that my wife can't work, which is an incredible cost. Can't work because she's educating Jack. But the cost of his education is relatively negligible. It's time, it's the internet.
And something else, there are a lot of private schools that will offer scholarship sorts of things to low-income families that could not otherwise afford to pay for the private school. So you would see more of that.
That's true.
If people weren't having thousands of dollars every year stolen from them to pay for these horrible government schools, people would be able to donate more money to the private schools. I think you would then see the Waldorfs and the Montessoris offering scholarships.
I think you're right about that. In fact, I don't know. It's been years since we've talked about the story, so it's just me recollecting a story we talked about years ago. But there was a story, I think it was out of India, about the private schools there that had, they'd driven costs down so much to be like, now obviously people are poorer there as well, but they'd driven costs down to where it was like $100 a year or something ridiculously cheap to send their kids to a private school. But of course there were still many, many poor people who couldn't afford that.
Right.
And it's exactly what you said happened, Daryl. These private schools that are run for profit were putting scholarships out there. Here. We got poor kids, you can come to our school, just because it was for the goodwill of the community.
Well, that's that may be true, but that was happening when I went to private school too. There was a kid that I can recall that his mother worked for a church, and she was like the church secretary or something like that. And the church worked it out with the private school, with the Braden Christian, to send him to what was the best school in town at a reduced rate, and the church would pay for it all. That was kind of the sort of the benefit for her working there. And she continued to work as church secretary. He went from kindergarten through 12th grade at that school, and then went on to be not just a doctor, but like a research physician, an acclaimed research physician at the University of Florida. I don't know everything about what happened with Roy, but I know that Roy had it kind of rough. I mean, it was a little, he was a kid out of his class structure, and that's always difficult. But he
the poor kid at the private school.
He was the poor kid at the private school, and that was I didn't appreciate the education that I was getting in the way that he did. And he took every minute of it, and it was incredibly important to him, and he took it and he ran with it, and now he's living a great life, and you know, things are awesome for him. So that's
imagine
the kind
if
of thing.
More students took their education that seriously.
Well, imagine if more if more students had the opportunity
I mean, they're in government school, and so they're just thrown into this this stuff that they're not necessarily even interested in.
Well, the government school, I think for me, it's a systemic conversation within. I believe that institutions have sort of personalities, and it comes from, you know, many years of whatever it is that's going on inside those institutions, those offices. It can be passed down year after year. And for the private school, you're paying to be there. Generally, the kids didn't have the same attitude. The kids at public school, when I went there for the last 4 years, they hated that place.
Mm-hmm.
It was day prison. At the private school, it wasn't that way. It was, you know, it was the place we came during the day. I can't say I was thrilled with private school, but the kids at public school hated the place.
It's true. So, despite concerns from the ACLU, oh, by the way, students could be punished for posts even if they were private. The monitoring system would not be able to monitor private posts. However, others, like parents or other students or community members, could snitch on private posts to school administrators, and then the kids could get in trouble for that. So, so unless your friends list would be completely locked down with only the most trustworthy people, whatever it is that you post privately to friends only, for
you
instance.
You can't trust kids in school.
So basically anybody's posts are, you know, fair game here. Despite concerns from the ACLU, the school board superintendent, Wardinsky, does not appear to be alone in supporting this district-wide social media monitoring program. Another man in his corner is former Huntsville City School Board member, or rather candidate, Anson Knowles, who said, quote, "It's not difficult to see. The superintendent may punish students for posting videos of violence in their schools in an effort to prevent the public from seeing what is happening in the schools." Another lady, Stephanie Daniel, the PTSA president at Huntsville High, said, quote, "Students in our school have elected to fight, video those fights, and then post those videos to social media. These acts are meant to gain attention and create a culture of fear." So the government will save us all from students fighting. Do you believe it? Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is on the way. Join us on Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.